One simple change can make every day epic. Switch to the new Optus prepaid Epic data plan today. It's a new day for prepaid.
Very special guest in this morning.
We do. I don't often fangirl. I like to think that I'm relatively professional, but I'm so excited because Catherine Tait is in the studio. Catherine,
hello.
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Now, first, we have to say how exciting this is because you are bringing the Catherine Tait Show to Melbourne.
I am. A live version of the TV show, yeah.
At the Palais Theatre. This is really exciting. This is November, so we can get our tickets for November 15, 16 and 17, livenation.com.au for tickets.
I believe they go on sale on Friday. Yeah.
Yes. Now, oh, just hi.
Oh, hello.
You are an incredible comedian.
Oh,
you are
you.
Brilliant. If people aren't familiar with the Catherine Tait Show, what you are very good at is obviously characters. Now, all your characters I love to bits, but I did want to play a little bit of Nan Taylor.
Yes. I just watched some of this.
Selected,
I know.
Edits.
And I haven't seen it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'll be honest, I haven't seen it. But, oh, my God, I was in stitches.
Thank yeah. you.
And I want to get home and watch it. I could not stop laughing.
Yeah, see, this all the Catherine is right up your alley.
Oh, now, my God.
Let's just hear a little bit of Nan.
What are you mad about, Porky? Weight Watchers not working out.
I'm very happy with my weight.
So you should be, darling. It's impressive.
Now, we as a show, we're really focused at the moment on political correctness gone mad.
Oh, yes.
It's a mad, mad world, Catherine. It's very difficult to be funny. How are you finding navigating political correctness in the world of comedy?
I've had to come to Australia. Where you can still appreciate a good laugh.
Don't worry, we're banning pass the parcel now. Kids can't play pass the parcel anymore.
Wow.
At birthday parties, because not every kid gets a prize.
Oh,
what a load of crap.
Not everyone's a winner.
Yeah.
This is the problem. When everyone's a winner... No, what is it? When everyone's special, no one's special, are they?
Yes.
And I think this is the problem. You know, we can't teach kids it's not okay to be big fat failures. Because it is.
Yes.
It's how most of us are going to spend our lives. So don't set kids up for this kind of like...
That's our argument.
This is the thing. I mean, because I spend a lot of time in America... My kids go to American school sometimes. My real worry for them is that the bar of excitement is so high because every time you step anywhere in America, they go, are you excited? Are you excited? Are you excited for your coffee? And I'm like, listen, I have to save my levels of excitement for things that are genuinely joyous. I can't be so excited about things that are mundane. And they go, are you excited for school? Are you excited for gym? And I'm like, to my kids, you haven't got to be excited. You know what I mean? You really don't have to be excited. And it was really, I do think the level is so high.
It's true. And also every kid's amazing.
Everything they do is amazing. At sports day, everyone wins a prize.
Yeah,
and
no.
I'm like, this is grossly unfair to athletes. Do you know what I mean? It really is. What's the point of doing anything if you're going to get a trophy anyway? You know, it's like, that's not how the Olympics work, people. You've got to put in the hours. It's really crazy. I agree. I think we've got to get a little bit of realism into,
yes.
into school.
People need to be shut down.
Really shut down this excitement and this...
Because we can't all be successful, can we?
We can't all be successful.
Because it's hard.
It's really hard. Where have we put everyone? Exactly.
You, speaking of, are very successful and so popular that I've always wondered how you go with people coming up to you wanting you to do catchphrases.
Yes.
Because I do want you to say you're not bothered at some stage in this interview.
What sometimes happens is I'll be somewhere and like at the most inappropriate places, like running to get a plane at the airport, they go, oh my God, I love you, I love you, I love you. Can you just say it? 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 Just say it. And then they say, oh, okay, sorry. What do you want me to say? And they'll say, computer says no, which isn't actually one of my catchphrases.
No.
It's from Little Britain. But like the performing monkey I am, I churn it out and say someone else's catchphrase.
That's
well,
really
I did this. I did this last week, Boxy. We had a guest on. Isla Fisher.
It's hard.
She's on IGA ads now. So she's a very famous girl over in. She's an Australian.
Absolutely.
And I love that saying in the movie Wedding Crashers. I find you. So I've asked her to do the line. This is what I got. Can I ask you a question? This is like my favourite line in a movie of all time. My wife and myself always say it no matter where we are. Can you just say, I find you?
No.
I knew she wouldn't do it.
He got shut down, Catherine.
You got shut down. Now, that's not because it wasn't her who said it.
No, she said it.
She just said no.
She just said no.
Wow.
And then she's...
She's made of stronger stuff than I am.
Yeah, and then she went in to say that she couldn't remember the line. Well, it's not bloody hard.
And you just told her it.
I told her. So can you please do a line for me?
I find you.
Oh, how am I going?
Oh, that is so... Do you know what the funniest thing about all of that, Catherine? What you don't know about this man is he's a former AFL superstar, footy player here in this country. Look at the physique on him. But he...
You were special.
Yeah.
I was
You were
special.
The ones who were special.
Yeah. I was
And he
special.
Doesn't need to be reminded of that, actually.
I was the king of the jungle. I was on Celebrity Get Me Out of Here. That's a very English show. I was in that. We were in South Africa.
Wow.
And I won, so... Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how I got this job.
God, you make me sick. Yeah. You make me sick, you're so successful.
But he's got his own catchphrases he hates to say. Maybe give Catherine a bit of your pressure point.
Oh, pressure point. So I did this thing at we have a Brownlow medal. So it's like the EPL's greatest player. We go to the Crown Casino and I got really drunk.
Right.
And I was on camera and I went to one of my teammates and I pressure pointed him about 1,000 times and... Everyone comes up to me and says, do the pressure point. I'm like, get stuffed.
We've got a little bit of it.
Oh, you're doing an Isla Fisher.
Pressure point. It might not surprise you to find out, Catherine, he lost his job after that.
Yeah.
He was sacked.
I got sacked.
And then he was in rehab and it all went pear-shaped.
Oh, jeez, man.
Sorry. I didn't need to know that.
I was in one of those meetings that Nan was in.
Anger management. Yeah. Nanger management.
Yeah, I was in one of them.
Catherine Tate, what an absolute joy having you on our show. Thank you so much. And don't miss this. This is going to be huge. The Catherine Tate Show live, Palais Theatre, November 15, 16 and 17. Tickets livenation.com.au and they go on sale on Friday.
I believe so.
Excellent.
Thank
you. Oh, you are wonderful.
Thank you.
101.9 The Fox.
Big night of telly last night. It will be very interesting, Fev, to see what the numbers, the figures are on the big tell-all on Sunday night on Channel 7 with Barnaby Joyce and his partner Vicky Campion. A couple of things that I took from it. Didn't really get much on the goss that I was hoping that they'd been paid for.
Maybe they got paid for this one and then Channel 9 is going to come in and do an actual tell-tell-all where he actually says something and gets paid 500 clams.
Well, I'd love to see. So when you do a deal, reportedly, for $150,000 to sit there for 5 minutes and say some stuff, I wonder what the expectation was because there was a lot of this from Barnett.
Was there a confrontation, though? But that's once more. The good thing about being in politics for as long as I have, about 20 years, is I know how to also stop a question. I'm stopping that one.
Vicky, I feel like you want to say something.
Only that.
You don't have to answer it, darling. It's a question asked, they know the answer to. You don't have to answer it.
See, if I was that journo, Fev, and sometimes I think you and I should get into hard-hitting journalism, I would have pulled out a little thing I'd like to call a contract.
Yeah.
Barnaby, see that little signature down there, 150K? Answer the question.
Yes. I reckon if it was someone like a Tracy Grimshaw or someone like that.
Would have gone harder.
Would have gone hard. Very good interviewer.
Yeah. Oh, she is. Yes. Very good. Well, there's lots of very good interviewers.
Denton.
Yeah, Denton wouldn't let that slippery eel get through his fingers, would he?
No, he was a slippery little eel.
He was. Should we? Do you know what? Should we do a counterplay and should we pay Barnaby some cash to get the answers we really want?
I don't think we can't. Yeah, I don't think we can.
I mean, we couldn't give away alpha bucks for the next 3 months. Yeah. But
101.9 The Fox.
You're familiar with Benedict Cumberbatch?
Eggs.
No. I knew you'd enjoy this. Benedict Cumberbatch, brilliant. Have you seen the Sherlock Holmes? He does that with Martin Freeman. Okay, he's in the Avengers film, the most
recent.
Guess what superhero he plays?
Hulk.
Or is it a super villain? Oh, no, I don't even watch the Avengers.
Thor.
No, Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah.
Leon, what's that mean?
Doctor Zeus.
No. Baddie?
He can time travel. No, he's a good guy.
Oh, he's a good guy.
Time traveling and moving stuff with his mind.
So he's Doctor Who?
Sure.
I'd love to move stuff with my mind. I'd move this.
Where would you move it? Into
to the 9:15 slot with Keegs and the Bitcoin.
Okay. Anyway. Okay. What if I make this more fun? How's this? Doctor Strange, Benedict Cumberbatch, he is a superhero in his own right now.
Yes.
Because...
like real life.
Yeah. He saved a young man who appeared to be in danger. Four men were attacking, I think it was the equivalent of an Uber driver. No, it was. It was an Uber driver and he was being attacked, and he jumped in and yelled at the attackers to leave the cyclist alone.
Were they shooting a scene?
No, he did it all by himself. He actually did that all by himself, and now he's a real life hero.
So he's a real life superhero.
And he saved that lovely Uber bike rider, his life. That's brilliant.
Well done.
Do you know what it made me think?
Was he in costume?
No, he was just going for a walk to get the newspaper.
Good on him.
See, I know. Now, Fev, we have a
never mug someone when there's a superhero around.
No. No, oh, yes, actually. That's exactly when you... Oh, you... Sorry, you're
yeah,
right.
Talking about the four blokes
I thought
that
you
just,
said never get mugged when there's a superhero
around. Oh, no, I'm talking
around.
About the four blokes that try to mug an Uber driver. And then a superhero from the Avengers come over and said, yeah. Hey, not on my watch.
Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange.
Now, Fev, come with me on this.
I'm coming.
Because we do a segment here mm-hmm. that we like to call...
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
Can I guess what it's going to be?
Guess.
Are you a superhero?
No, it's not. Okay, now we've done some questions recently that we thought would... Bring the segment undone.
Because if we find one, it's done. If we don't get one.
If we don't get one, we don't do the segment again. So it's a big call. So we are going to ask the question, has a celebrity saved your life? That's a tough one. I mean, this could be the end. Although we thought when we asked the question, are you Amish, that would be the end. And we got about four calls.
13, 10, 60.
What about when we did, have you been chased by lava and the phones melted down? I mean, gee, there's lots... We often think these are niche areas, but you'd be surprised.
If our boss rings up and says, Fifi and Fev saved me, what? We'll get him, put him through.
How did we save him again?
When celebrities save your life. Oh. We saved AB. Because we're on.
101.9 The Fox.
Benedict Cumberbatch, one of the stars of The Avengers, Doctor Strange, has been a real-life hero. He was walking down the street and a guy, an Uber rider on a bike, was being attacked by four men and he jumped in and he broke it up. I mean, what a hero.
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 So we have asked the question on 13 10 60, and all we need is one caller. The one caller saves the segment. That's the jeopardy. The question being, has a celebrity saved your life? Now, there's a lot riding on this, Fev.
There is, Boxy.
There's only a handful of celebrities, really, you know, when you think about how many people are kicking around Melbourne. What are the
chances?
You've
got your D grade, your E grade, your A grade.
Z grades. There's a whole alphabet of celebrities. Yep. And we'll take anything for this. Now, I'm reluctant to ask Aaron, how have we gone on the switchboard?
Just looking at the phones.
What's happened here?
Looks like...
Oh
yeah,
we got one. Darcy from Glenroy. Hi, Darcy.
Hey guys, how you going?
Yeah, good. Darcy, are you telling us that you've actually been saved? Your life has been saved by a celebrity?
Yeah. Well, I was actually in the city, walking across one of those busy city roads as we have in Melbourne, and across the road was Dwayne the Rock Johnson. And yeah, I was just crossing the road, not paying much attention, was looking at Dwayne, and then as I was crossing the road, there was a few cars coming the other direction, and I didn't actually head check. So I'm looking at Dwayne, and he's just like, hey, stop, what are you doing, man, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, shit, quickly took a few steps back, and yeah, just brushed past the bloody bus, brushed past me, so...
That's amazing.
And it definitely was Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Where were you? Were you in America or in Australia?
No, I was walking around Flinders Street Station. It was about a couple years ago, and yeah, I don't know what he was doing in Melbourne, but...
Couple of questions, because Darcy, I think he has been to Melbourne, so was he surrounded by bodyguards? He tends to hang with a posse.
He was like a really expensive, like... bunch of cars and stuff like that. I think he was just going to his hotel or something.
Well, we got one. Well done.
And, just jumping that. On the train.
Yeah, mate. The Rock saved my bloody life. I'm wrapped.
I mean, look, there's two amazing things about that. One, he saved your life, and two, he was going on a train.
Yep.
The Rock.
Yeah.
No, okay, we got one.
That's amazing.
I guess, is there any point looking at the switchboard, Aaron? Are you telling me we're done?
No.
We got another. Oh, come on. You can't tell me there's another celebrity. Can't be.
The Rock.
Marie.
This is going to be good. This is going to be Hulk Hogan.
Marie and Doreen, hi.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Has a celebrity saved your life?
Sure has. I was saved by Don Lane.
Don Lane?
The late Don Lane, talk show host from the 80s.
Yeah.
Tell us how Don Lane saved your life.
Yeah, well, I was five and I was coming down a slide and my cousin decided to push me off and fell down, broke my arm. My parents, I have no idea where they were, but Don Lane somehow was there and picked me up, rang an ambulance, and yeah, and I guess my parents finally turned up and were more starstruck than worried about my broken arm.
So you weren't going to die though, were you?
Oh, well, no, I wasn't going to die. But I was in hospital for 5 days because it was a pretty bad broken arm. Yeah.
Wow.
Hang on. You're not prepared to take Marie, but you're believing that Darcy saw the rock at Flinders Street Station. I mean, we got through it though, guys. The segment lives.
101.9 The Fox.
Fev, do you like... do you like that I call you Fev?
It doesn't bother me at all because I've been called Fev since I was about 10.
I know, but it's occurred to me, did you give yourself that nickname or did people just call you that?
Well, Brendan's really shit name.
No, it's not.
Oh, hey, Brendan. No, I don't like it. I hate my name. But it's just Fev. Like, no, yeah, it's just Fev.
Everyone thinks of you as Fev.
People, I'll tell you something funny. Got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Yeah, but I love it when you do this.
I go down the street and people will come up to me that I don't know.
Yeah.
And because I'm Brendan.
Yes.
But everyone just thinks it's Fev and they try to get my name. And I reckon this happens at least once a week. And this is no lie. I swear on my kids, like, this is unbelievable. Mm. People go, how are you, Alex? They call me Alex. It is unbelievable.
Now, do you know, and I can.
Robert Walls, 3 weeks ago, who's a Carlton champion, we did a champions at Carlton dinner, called me Alex.
I'm going to read the psychology into that because whenever you get written about and you and your beautiful fiance do, because they write Alex Favola, you hear Alex Favola more than you hear Brendan Favola.
Because you never hear Brendan.
Alex and Fev. So then I think that's what's happened there is that when they go for your name, they call you Alex.
And when I'm with the kids, Lulu will go, did they just call you Alex?
That's really
funny. Yeah, it happens all the time. It's weird.
But see, nicknames are funny because you're often not given them. You know, you don't give them to yourself. No. They're given to you from other people.
I gave myself the Loosh.
And I've run with it.
I gave myself
I do
that.
Call you Loosh.
The Fevolution.
Fevolution. Loosh.
But that was written in the paper, but then I just shortened it to Loosh.
I tried.
I get called the Croc.
Why the Croc?
Well, I told you that story.
No, haven't, but please do. Oh, we've got time.
Do it after the break. What's your nickname? Boxy.
Well, you call me Boxy. Not many people call me Boxy.
Boxy's a great
nickname. I get Boxy
a
lot. I get Fifi a lot. Rich. get my name.
That's not even your name,
he
though.
He gets Flick the Switch, Aaron
Rich. Your name's Fiona.
So yeah, exactly.
Fifi's a nickname.
Exactly. There we go. Now, there's a member of our team. I'm trying to break into a new nickname for him. We're trying to break out.
And who is it?
Tim James, Specs. Brother of Scotty James. No, because he's had laser eye surgery, so he doesn't wear glasses anymore, so that's too late. But we just call him Tim James. Now, there is another Tim in the office. And I didn't realise
T.A.
Yeah, exactly, Tim Arnold. So we've got two Tims in the team and I didn't realise this, but there's been a movement to try to call our Tim James TJ.
TJ, Tony Jones, Chompers.
Yeah, there you go. Why do they call him Chompers?
Have you seen his teeth?
They don't stand out to me.
They're massive.
But I did send Tim a text the other day and I called him TJ and I'd never done that before. And even as I did it, I went, we'll see how this flies. He didn't really react. And now, Fev, I can't help, but every time I see him or walk past him, I go, hey, Tej.
Tej.
I'm trying to break out Tej.
Tej,
it's great. Hey, Tim James, come in here. Yeah, actually get up off your chair.
Do you know, nicknames are dangerous, Boxy, because at a footy club, everyone's got a nickname. It starts early. But when you're an older player and a kid comes in and you've got a nickname for him, you don't know what their first name is. I reckon I played for years with some blokes. I still don't know their
lots
name.
Lots of guys just called mate.
Yeah, no, you just go like, Shorty, Lefty.
Yeah, just give them a name.
Yeah, there's,
for no
but
reason.
You just don't know what their nickname. Well, you don't know what their first name is.
Tej has just joined us now.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey,
Tim,
Specs.
Tim Jones. He's had laser eye surgery. He doesn't wear glasses anymore. Tim, how do you feel about Tej?
It sort of sounds like a 90s sitcom character.
What about Brother Of?
Not happy
Brother
with Brother
Of. Scotty James.
Brother Of's a good nickname.
Don't know about that.
Because we've got two Tims in the office. Yeah. We really can't.
The forgotten one.
And you came along second, so Tim Arnold has claimed Tim. We need to give you something else.
Yeah.
TJ's a good nickname.
Big Rig. maybe.
Do you know what I hate about this for you? It's a forced nickname. And unfortunately, you are being forced to have a nickname in our office.
It is very unfortunate. And when people walk and sort of say Tim in the vicinity of the other Tim,
yeah,
they'll say, hey, Tim, and he'll go, yes. Sorry, I meant actually Tim James. Oh, well, he's TJ. He's actually enforcing it as well.
I know. I hate that this has been forced upon you, but if it makes you feel better, Tim, you're probably not alone. 131060. What's a forced nickname that you're having to live with, or maybe you forced a nickname on someone else? Because you can go your whole life being a name that you never wanted to be.
Specs.
Okay.
It's not going to stick.
Stop wearing glasses.
131060. Forced nicknames.
1019. The Fox.
Forced nicknames, Fifi.
Yes, because Tim James, brother of Scotty James.
The forgotten one.
He unfortunately, because there's another Tim here in the office, he's been asked to have a nickname. The common, I guess, alternative is TJ. I wanted to make it Tej. You've got, what were your nicknames for him?
The forgotten one, Specs.
Brother of.
Brother of.
Brother of.
And nicknames are great, Boxy. Because,
no, they're not.
No, they're, if you get a good one.
Yeah, if you get a good one.
You get a good one. Because I played footy and go to a lot of footy clubs. You do sportsman's nights and they always, get into horse or get into horse.
You want to know why.
You go, why?
Hey, you've given Leon Shergren, our executive producer, a nickname. What is it?
Cronky.
Cronky. Why is it Cronky?
Because he looks like... He just looks like...
Matthew Cronk, the little kid from Hey Dad. How do you like that, Leon?
I'm not going to validate that with a response.
Okay. Now, we've said 131060, have you had a nickname forced upon you? Jake in Pakenham. Hi, Jake.
It looks like Cooper Cronk.
How you going?
Good, Jake. Now, what's the nickname that's been forced on you?
I had Baby Girl.
Why?
Baby Girl.
Yep. I had long hair and played in the footy team as well, so cop Baby Girl.
Geez, how did you go with that when you're running around the field and they're going, baby girl, and all the other opposition are going, what are they calling you that for?
Yeah, copped a few looks and a few comments, but wasn't much I could do about it.
Did you look good though, Jake?
Oh, of course.
100%. What surprises me about that though, it's not really a nickname, it's long. Like
baby
nicknames,
girl.
Yeah, but wouldn't it just been Babs in the end or something? Don't you need to show?
I actually like Baby Girl.
Baby girl. It's four syllables. Baby girl. It's
baby
three
girl.
Syllables. Too
baby
wordy.
Girl, Boxy, same thing.
Baby girl. Oh, I can't believe that took. Sorry about that,
I don't think you
that,
like
Jake.
Nicknames at all.
No, I like Boxy. You can call me Boxy. Rachel in Cockatoo. Hi, Rach.
Hi, guys.
Rach, what nickname have you had forced upon you that you don't necessarily like?
Well, when I was in year six, there were two Rachels in the class and I didn't want to be called Rachel T, so everybody called me Rat.
And now are you still Rat?
To some people. I run into people from school every now and then, but it was like went so far that it was on school reports, it was on certificates. She had a substitute teacher and she actually refused to call me it. And everyone's like, well, we won't know who you're talking about.
Rat's not a fun one to have forced on you. I had, Joker Stripe Round Chunk Out. That was my nickname.
That's a great nickname.
Joker Stripe Round Chunk Out was long. It was wordy.
I think that's more tease.
For people who aren't familiar with why, I'll explain it again. I smile like the Joker. Joker Stripe. Stripe because when I laugh hysterically, my nostrils flare and I get stripes on my nostrils. Stripe round. Oh, one is round and the other's got a chunk out of it. I went to a girl's school, if anyone's curious. Don't mind picking through another girl's appearance.
Private schools aren't going well at the moment, are they?
They are. That's just bullying. Yeah. Steve in Mitcham. Hi, Steve.
Hi, guys.
Steve, what's a nickname that's been forced on you?
Well, I got nicknamed Noodles.
Why
did you love 2 minute noodles?
No idea why. I have no idea still to this day.
Have you got little legs?
I do, but maybe that is why. I've never had anyone actually call
me. Hang on,
yeah,
Steve.
It's your
so
legs.
They've called you Noodles. Surely you said why?
Well, yeah, I sort of, just riding bikes as you do as a young kid, and someone yelled out Noodles, and I sort of responded because it was a bit unclear, and I sort of said, hey, and it seemed to have stuck ever since then, but I've never had a reason.
Steve, you know what? This could be a case of confused identities. They might have been calling someone else Noodles. You've just thought
and
it was
stuck.
You. And the rest of your life you've been called Noodles.
Maybe. It could have been something else a little bit different or could have preferred.
Oh.
Like what?
Anything but Noodles.
1019 The Fox.
After Achilles surgery in November of 2017, my very good friend Brendan Favola hit the paddock on Saturday afternoon. He played for the Melton South Panthers.
You got it right.
I did it.
Well done.
You have come away from that game worse for wear. You are hobbling around the radio studio yeah, like an old man.
If I was bruised, a horse, I'd put the big shield up.
You're battered, a bit flat. Talk me through the score again. Did Melton South win?
No, we didn't. We lost by 3 goals.
And, okay, how many goals did you kick?
4.
And how many points did
about
you kick?
About 7.
So you were a bit off target.
Yeah, if I had a kick straight, we probably would have won.
Oh,
but that's okay. I'm old.
No, I want you see you. And you said something to me at about 6:10 this morning. Can you please repeat it?
I said, I think I'm done.
No, I won't have it. Brendan Favola,
just don't
you
want to be
are
sore.
Not done. You are only 37 years of age.
Yeah, and I don't want to be walking. I don't want to be. I literally couldn't get out of bed yesterday.
Bev,
I don't need that feeling.
I've never heard this in you. This you're defeated. There's these words of failure floating around.
Flat.
You are. There is no AFL without Brendan Favola in it, my friend. And you know
it's been
what?
Going pretty well for the last 8 years since I retired.
No, there's no footy needs Fev.
Yeah.
So a little message for you, my friend. You're not beaten yet, Feb.
You,
I won't have it.
Were you preparing all that while I wasn't in the studio?
I've got lots more because,
oh,
Feb, Brendan Favola, do you know what you are?
You're the best!
You're the best! Come on! And you know what? I won't let you
reminds
stop.
Reminds me of Sonda.
Still got another song.
Oh.
I won't let you stop believing!
Believing!
Brendan Favola! In fact, 13:10:60, if you are a Fev fan, maybe you're a Carlton fan, maybe you're just a fan of footy, let's get around my mate. We cannot let him quit. Any words of advice, inspiration to keep Brendan Favola on the footy field? I mean, even
or someone that gives a good message. I know he's one of them today.
Bev, can I take you back to your glory days? I mean, who could forget this kind of commentary?
If anyone can kick it, this man
you can do it.
Favola stands his ground, starts to bend it back.
That was in Adelaide from the boundary. Went bang.
And what about on this occasion?
Into the pocket at full stretch. Favola to the top of the screen. Oh, it's going through. It's a miracle.
Kicked that from the boundary.
Look at him go. And
amazing
then there was
how
another
I remember another one.
Drills the pass. Favola's there.
Oh, no way.
Oh, a star.
I kicked that over my head against Richmond. How do I know all those guys?
How many times have you rewatched your own matches? 13:10:60 Melbourne. One of our greats, Brendan Favola, is thinking of hanging up the boots. You've only played one game for Melton South. You can't hang up yet.
Come on,
let's pump him up. He needs a bit of love.
Because he is the best.
You are the best, Fev.
13:10:60, let's get around our boy Fev.
101.9, The Fox.
You are a young man.
Put
you're
a fork in me, Boxy.
Nope, you are not. You're going to get back out there on
like
the field.
Like a well-cooked roast.
And I am putting your community around you, all the Fev fans out there who want to keep seeing him on the paddock having a kick.
I'll tell you one thing, I felt lighter. I moved better.
Yeah, well, you've lost 20 kilos.
Yeah,
you look great.
Spring
how could
chicken.
You take that off the field?
Yeah, but then when I woke up yesterday morning, I felt like I should be in a retirement home.
Oh, no. Fev, we won't hear it. Now, Darren from South Morang. Hi, Darren.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, Darren. Can you please pump up the big man?
Fev, I've got one message for you. Why do we fall so we can pick ourselves up?
Bang! Great inspirational quote there, Darren.
Where'd you get that from, Dazza? One of yours?
The Dark Knight, Fev. Now, you can't be get any more inspiration from the Dark Knight. So you pick yourself up, you dust yourself off, and you come back and hit it hard next week.
There you go.
Boom.
I love it, Darren. Brilliant.
I like the way he talks, but the body and
it's
the
not.
Mind. It's,
no,
the,
no.
The body's not agreeing with
no,
the mind.
No, you are letting the body.
Hey, in
mind,
my head, I'm still the best player probably in the AFL.
You've got a mental
I'm
hurdle
talking
you
seniors
need to get over.
As well. Just the body is not.
Gee, I mean,
connecting.
The ego's in good nick, isn't it?
Oh, mate.
Sue in Sunbury. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Fev. What are you talking about? You can't give up. Well, I'm a Yarrawonga girl.
Oh, go to Pigeons.
Hey, Pigeons. I'm in Melbourne now too, and I'm down here because I didn't give up, and you're not allowed to give up either.
There you go. It's only, 3 years since you won the grand final for the Pigeons?
Yeah.
Come on. Deer Park, 2 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah, you can get another grand final.
Don't stop believing in yourself, Fev.
I'm not believing in myself. It's just, it's not all connecting
it
together.
It is connecting. That's psychological. Nice. It's a barrier.
You it's can psychological. Be I'm just, no. I can feel this.
Zach in Moorabbin. Hey, Zach.
Hi.
Hey, Zach, how old are you?
12.
Oh, that's wonderful, Zach, that you've called in. Now, what would you like to say to the big man?
Says you have to go back to Carlton.
Oh, back to Carlton. Why is that? We're struggling a bit, aren't we?
We need some more goals and we need you because you're one of the best goal kickers, I think.
Oh, Zach.
He's amazing.
There you go. I'm not giving up. I can't.
You're not.
Zach's
there we
got
go.
Me.
More Fev.
Thanks, Zachy boy.
We love that. There you go. Well done. So you've committed to keep playing? Good boy.
101.9 The Fox.
Very chilly.
It is chilly. I was just on my Instagram page, Boxy, and Robbie Williams, who we interviewed I interviewed with Alex a couple of years ago.
Mm.
He's live, so I just wrote to him.
And did he comment?
Nah, not yet, because we had to go back on air. So I was just saying, do you want to come live on air, but haven't got anything back?
I know, but this is like when, on Christmas Eve,
yes.
You sent Katy Perry a tweet.
But that's different, though, because Katy Perry's probably doing it. He actually talks to people and goes, he just goes to randoms.
Yeah.
He's very active on his lives.
But you've put yourself out there to now be forgotten.
Yeah, I know, but I've just hung up.
I don't think he's going to acknowledge you.
Oh, okay.
Jeez. I mean, it might. Well, why didn't you stay on?
Because we've got to work.
Okay, well, now speaking of footy, we were talking about your footy career and how you've got to stay at the Melton South Panthers.
Panthers, yes.
Fev, I went to watch some local footy on the weekend.
You did?
Yes. The West...
What day was that?
Sunday, yesterday. Oh, okay. West Footscray under-12s.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, kicking the ball about.
Your nephew?
My nephew, Walter Wolf.
How'd he go, Walter Wolf?
Okay, he was amazing. Firstly, he wears... the great thing about Walter is he wears a helmet. Because his favourite player is Caleb Daniels.
Yep.
So he wears the helmet so I could see him on the field.
Yep. He looks like a Lego man.
Yeah, he does a little bit. It's a good look. Now, and also very safe.
Very safe.
Now, I'm not, obviously Trixie's only 5. She hasn't started playing any sort of sports where I need to go and stand around and be one of those parents. I just don't know how I'm going to go for a few reasons.
Cold.
Freezing, ridiculous. Went and sat in the car, had to move the car to a point where I could actually see the game.
Smart.
But I was standing out there and then I thought I'll get a bit social. So having a chat. Next minute, it's like halftime, little Walt's come off. Did you see me kick the goal? Huh?
Oh.
What happened? I didn't expect that. And so keep your eyes on the game. That's one key point.
That's probably the biggest point.
And they won. Well done.
Well done to Walter Wolf.
West Footscray, under-12s. Amazing work. Now, the other thing that I wasn't prepared for was kiosks have had an overhaul.
Yes.
No giant pythons.
Oh, really?
No, I couldn't get a giant python.
It just depends where you're at the canteen, I suppose.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Yeah. Is that a case?
Yeah.
So every kiosk at every particular footy oval for kids. Well, they had jam donuts and they had hot chips. So I was great.
Perfect,
I was sorted for my afternoon. But I was, because you obviously go to the girls' game.
Yes, and it just depends on the timing of the game. So I reckon your game would have been about 10.
Midday,
yeah. So there's still a fair bit left in the canteen. So Lulu played yesterday at 8:30 in the morning down at Hampton.
Oh,
so
that's a bit early.
Oh, mate, it was 4 degrees. It was cold. It was really cold. But the eggs and bacon, the barbie just started, so everything's in a canteen. Have a nice...
Are you one of the parents who does the roster? Like you're on the canteen duty?
Oh, no. but with the soccer team, you're either on snakes duty or your oranges. So each parent has to bring a packet of snakes for after the game and oranges for half time.
Yeah.
But Lenny had an interesting game time for under-12s, Hampton Rovers versus the Brighton Vampires.
Yeah.
Down on Nepean Highway. She started at 4 o'clock.
In the afternoon?
In the afternoon.
On a Sunday?
I'm about 10 beers in on the couch with my beautiful Dairy Milk blanket on.
Yeah.
I'm at 10 beers in watching the footy.
Well, it's nearly bath time for kids.
They were tired. So I went to the canteen. Lulu was hungry.
Mm.
Everything sold out. There's nothing left. Like no hot food.
No.
Done. Like she wanted a hot dog.
So you got nothing.
Yeah, there was no Jenny Craig meals.
Well, of course there wasn't.
But there was nothing left.
I mean,
it's just all about the timing.
Well, it is, although you could somehow get involved in the committee and run the kiosk and then you could make sure the kiosk was open.
But they just sold out. It's just stiff. It's flattening. 4 o'clock game for under-12 girls. It's too late.
Well, it is. I mean, aren't you the man that could change that?
No, but it was an away game. But Lulu, instead of getting a nice hot dog, just a couple of lollipops, Kit Kat and a packet of Zappos.
Oh, chup a chup, that's okay.
Yeah.
One simple change can make every day epic. Switch to the new Optus prepaid Epic data plan today. It's a new day for prepaid.